All right, hello everybody, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
The show that's not good enough to actually inherit a name. If you want to call us, you can call us on Saturday. We're not doing the show on Saturday. We're doing it on a Friday today, and I'm also not recording. Yeah, I am recording. Good for me. Okay.
Wow.
You can call us at 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469 is the phone numbers if you don't have letters on your numbers. You can email us anytime. Oh, I totally forgot to get reader letters again. I'm intelligent. You can email us anytime you want at theshow@duo.com. We will read 3 times the reader letters next week. I promise. If you don't, I promise I will quit the show. Like 50 Cent will quit music. You can also watch the show live. We do it Saturdays at 2 o'clock Central. However, tonight we're doing it on a Friday because we got some Halloween shindig. And but you can always check on the next broadcast at duo.com/the show/live. You'll also be able to watch the show. We're going to do contests for our live viewers starting this week. So be sure to start watching the show live because we're actually going to play a song in the second break.
Sounds
that that's very
uberly cool.
Like unknown. And so if you actually know the name of the song and the artist, the emails will give you $100, something like that. It'd be very cool. But you gotta watch live because this is not in the recorded version, so you can watch live. www.dewoh.com/the show/live. Today, Sarah's got a Halloween game plan.
Woo!
We've got Lucas is gonna call France. And then we're gonna talk about tonight's party.
Sacre bleu.
Have all the regular stuff that we usually have.
Wait. Do I have the correct things? Like,
didn't I tell you to get those?
Me?
Yeah, I told you to work up on your French, didn't I?
No.
Yeah.
As soon as you walked into the room.
Like,
like
10 minutes ago.
Well, what were you doing for the last 10 minutes?
Yeah, Lucas.
He's talking on the phone.
To someone.
Unacceptable.
What?
I'll help you out.
Like,
Sarah, the great person of knowledge.
You said parlez-vous anglais?
Parlez-vous anglais?
Something like that.
Just say, do you speak English, Frenchy? That'd be the way I would do it.
Do you sell good wine at your winery?
I have no idea what you just said.
Do you sell good wine at your winery?
Sir, how do you know all this stuff anyway?
I've got a large brain, larger than all of yours combined.
Wow, that also means you're stupider than us.
More.
No, I take all the intelligent parts from all of your brains and I've like absorbed them and also like from every person I meet.
Oh, so you're like the smart Peter from Heroes.
Yes.
That should be his superhero name, Smart Peter.
Smart Peter.
That would be original.
That would be awesome. That'd be an awesome. All right, well, Matthew's here today. Sarah's here today. Colby's here today. Colton's here today. And Lucas is here today.
And Whitney.
Whitney's here, but she's doing her makeup and getting ready for the Halloween party.
What's up, yos? Sorry, I'm in the background.
So she still has not technically missed a show. So congratulations to Whitney. She's the only one besides me who has never missed a show. Here, Whitney wants to say something, Sarah. Quit chewing on your pizza.
I just want to show you how much I love you and how much I tried to get on here on time. I went 15 over the speed limit on Kellogg trying to get over here.
Wow, so you went 75.
Wow.
That's right.
That's
I was
fast,
like, dear God, I'm getting around everybody so I can get here.
Willie, that's not really that fast.
He says that being
it's
rude.
Not that, it's not that
he
fast.
He says that being rude because he's ridden with Matthew, goes like 120.
No. Yeah. And you didn't have to really drive that fast because you got here and Sarah was still doing stuff. So we started like 20 minutes
well,
late.
See, I wouldn't be as retarded as Matthew and actually want to get a ticket. I'm just trying to avoid the cops. And get here as quickly
Matthew
as
drives
can.
Faster than the cops, so he doesn't actually ever have to worry about stuff like that.
Exactly.
Matthew, no.
It's true.
Matthew's
he does.
An idiot.
The only time Matthew has ever been pulled over is whenever is like when he stopped at a stoplight.
Or he's with that one time he went to jail.
Yeah, but
that was funny.
Yeah, but that
he
was
got,
yeah.
He got noticed by the cops because he was speeding.
Speaking to the microphone.
If he hadn't been speeding,
true.
You could have knocked
that's
on the jail.
Only, that's
you know, we could also hear you if you were talking to your microphone.
Yeah, that's
I am talking into my microphone.
Really? Is this considered talking into your microphone, Sarah? Because not very many people can hear you when you hold the microphone this far away from your head.
I've only gotten a ticket for speeding once. The rest have been for like broke lights.
What was the outcome of that getting tagged for speeding? Did you end up in jail?
No.
He dropped his phone on purpose.
Not for speeding.
I thought you got pulled over for speeding because
Pulled over for speeding, but I didn't get arrested for speeding. I got arrested because I was
convenient.
So you got pulled over speeding, then arrested for another charge.
Correct. Yeah.
But you wouldn't have been arrested if you weren't speeding.
Why were you arrested?
Suspended license.
He's retarded.
Driving on a suspended license.
So you were speeding with a suspended license?
No, I believe it's called speeding while stupid.
Matthew didn't know that he had a suspended license.
SWL.
Because he's dumb.
Because he was in Mississippi when they
don't
apparently mailed it to his house.
Don't make excuses for him.
Who knows? But that's his side of the story. That'll all be decided in court because it's all alleged.
Exactly.
I believe since we broadcast, I believe we have to legally say that you've allegedly been convicted of driving on a suspended license.
Who cares?
But I don't know if that's true or not, because I think you only have to say that so the person that you're saying was driving on a suspended license
won't
doesn't get
you.
Mad at
yeah.
you. But since Matthew won't get mad at us, and we're really not scared of
says I'm angry at you now.
Oh, God. The way you're dressed tonight, I'm kind of scared. You know, the reason that Whitney's over there looking like a dead person, and, like, the reason that Matthew is, like, dressed like Michael Jackson with a bad clothes designer or whatever is going on. And Lucas is dressed like a mailman.
Postal worker.
Oh, sorry. Postal worker.
Same
Matthew's
thing.
Matthew's got
need to be politically
Matthew
correct.
Matthew has a stain on his robe that kind of freaks me out.
What's it from?
One wonders where it's from.
Oh my Matthew God. Doesn't like to wash clothes.
And by the way, you can't say mailman because that's sexist. There are women postal workers,
yes,
too.
Yes, that's what I just said. I don't want to be sexist.
Fine.
Stop being sexist.
My happiness.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I forget that your brain is so big that sometimes it clogs your ear holes.
Oh. Nice.
Just
sometimes your nostrils.
But we're going to this. We're going to this party for that Kathleen is throwing. It's going to be like the gayest party in the world.
I agree.
I'm excited.
Alcohol. Well,
Whitney's excited. I don't know.
I'm excited.
I don't know if there'll be. I don't know if there'll be.
There's
going to
be Air Force sergeants there.
But there
yes,
will be
there'll
drunk.
Be alcohol.
There will be drunk Air Force people.
That's those cool. are Matthew's favorite kind of guys.
No, they're Air Force people.
He can
I
take
really
advantage
like...
of them when they're drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to get in a fight, wow. and Matthew's going to get killed.
I doubt that.
It's a great prediction.
Me and Matthew are going to be hanging in the back of the room making fun of everybody the entire time.
There's no back of the room. What back of the room?
Okay, we'll be outside hanging with all the homies.
Exactly.
Don't even look at me wrong when I come through the hood. Ain't nothing changed to haul at my homies. That's right. That's what Akon says.
Homies.
Have you embodied Akon tonight?
I have. I am Akon. I came from
St.
Louis.
But you're
St.
wearing a cat bus shirt.
What's wrong with that? I've worn this before. I like to wear this on my live shows. It scares the viewers.
Exactly.
No,
I don't think they could see it
because
your
viewers.
Laptop's in the way.
I bet they could see it. They've seen it before. I think it's on our first recorded episode.
I bought
I believe,
it for you
because
I'm nice.
Yes, you did.
Hey, remember your bunny shirt? You think it's a bird, but...
I do. It is a bird. it's like a parakeet, and you think it's a rabbit even though it has no ears.
No.
And feet and wings.
No.
Ears are unnecessary, as proven by Sarah.
Exactly.
Thank you.
It is to wear the Pope hat...
You should wear it next
proven
time.
Okay, I will.
What does the Pope have to do with anything?
South Park.
He's talking about rabbits because his mind is weirder than the rest of ours. That he makes connections where no person
South
should make
Park,
connections
the episode
ever.
What is
South
the ear?
Park.
Yes, I understand. I know what
Peter,
episode you're talking about.
Yeah.
But what does that have
we
to do with ears?
We were talking about rabbits, and he was saying they're necessary for the Pope hat. The
ears are necessary for the Pope hat?
Yes.
Why?
Because the Pope hat only makes sense if it was made for a rabbit, not for a human being. Because of their ears. It fits over their ears. That was the whole point of that.
They did not say that in that
yes,
episode.
Yes, they did.
Oh. Well, Seth, then I guess I'm dumb.
Yeah.
Okay.
She absorbed
whatever.
All of your intelligence.
Yeah.
Which kind of decreased it.
That's funny.
Any instance of anyone being stupid, she absorbs their smartness.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird show today. Because I feel like this is the episode right before Halloween. Like, Halloween's going to pass between
my
this
favorite
episode
holiday.
And the next and the next episode. But the next episode, we're really going to celebrate Halloween. But we got got Halloween stuff going on now, and we're gonna have all the prank stuff next week, and we're also gonna have the worst holiday.
But my
ever
game
for
is
Halloween
a Halloween
stuff.
Game.
Yeah, so I mean, we're not completely anti-Halloween this show, and we're also going to a big dumb party tonight. Lucas, why are you excited for this party exactly?
Because I'm dressed as a postal worker.
Postal
so like, if you went anywhere just as a postal worker, would you be excited?
Yes.
It's technically illegal what he's doing right now.
I would. No, it's
it
just
is.
It's no, it's just illegal if I take that badge.
I'm just really
oh, really? Yeah. That's funny. You should take his badge and like go door to door.
He's like, I get in trouble
if
you
lose that.
Are you
going to deliver a package to their house? Because you should deliver something really funny and inappropriate.
Like a condom.
Like, your wife ordered this lingerie. I don't have a wife. Your husband?
Whoa.
I don't even know what he's talking about right now.
I think he's trying to come out of the closet right now. Actually.
Coming so out of the closet.
I don't know what's going on, but anyway, so you know, I don't even really know what to say about the party tonight. She's Whitney. What are you going to be dressed up as? Are you coming as something special? What are you coming as?
I'm coming as a captain's wench.
What is that exactly?
It's
is that someone who does naughty things for the captain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. She turns his wheels.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, no.
How does a ship
you mean,
have
oh,
wheels?
Are you trying to make a joke based off the captain's wheel. Wrench?
No, the wheel.
Okay.
All right, move
the
wheel to
shore
the
boat.
Wow.
Move
the wheel
it
on.
How about that be like the steer?
It's not called a steer.
It ain't called it's a wheel. Called,
hold on. Everybody, let's just let the crickets sing their song here. Hold on. I really have no idea what
was that?
Seth?
That was terrible.
Seth?
Sarah, I cannot hear you. What'd you say? Your microphone was off.
I heard it.
No, it's Matthew. She just got offended and got up and left.
He's getting a Pepsi.
He's really the captain's wench, and so Whitney was mocking him. And sad.
I still have no idea what the heck that joke was supposed to mean.
I just left should because I got on, really, really stupid.
Should I, go,
no,
should I, don't I think put we, on my costume for everybody to see?
If you really want to, but you don't have to. I don't think very many people are going to be able to see it just because of the fact that
true.
Camera... We left the camera over there again this time, as you guys can see that are watching
live.
I don't know if anyone.
I've got a plug.
We should like.
I don't know if anyone's
it.
Watching live right now.
I have a plug to share.
What?
Next week on Whitney's and I's show, What to Read, we are going to be wearing our costumes. So if you want to see Whitney dressed as a captain's wench or me dressed as a super hot fortune teller gypsy, then you have to watch our show.
Yep.
Tuesday Night Live.
And me.
At 8 o'clock Central.
And myself as.
At duo.com/whatToRead/live.
I appreciate
That's where
it.
You can
hey,
watch it.
Is it illegal for me to be naked?
Probably.
Yes.
Since you're only like 14.
You're a minor. Two, if you go outside, yes. And
no, no,
exposure.
No. In here.
Yeah, you're a minor. You can't be nude with us.
It's not porn. It's just
yes, it is. It's porn if we're broadcasting live to the internet.
Idiot.
It's just me in my birthday suit.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Okay.
There Next time for Halloween, we'll paint on your postal outfit.
Well, wait. Matt was, yeah.
He was naked? Oh, he was mooning everybody last week. I watched the video and you couldn't see anything, so we were all right.
That's cool.
Luckily, but no one in the studio was will ever be the same.
They could see the
Every time I've seen Colton since then, he's brought up the fact that he's been scarred by Matthew's butt crack. It's actually pretty funny, the fact that that's what's in his mind. He goes to sleep and he's haunted by the top of Matthew's butt crack.
At least you haven't been around when Seth pulled his pants down.
Or
when he came out in my house. Completely naked.
That was also funny. He was going to the bathroom one time downstairs in Sarah's basement, and I kicked the door in or something. I went in. Oh, he was taking it. No, he was in doing the bathroom or something like that. No, he was changing. He was changing into something. And I went in and grabbed his other clothes, and I ran out of the bathroom with them. And so he had to come out naked into Sarah's basement and get his clothes back from me. And Sarah and Lucas were down there.
Wow. Sarah,
we were terrified.
Sarah left upstairs and I was hiding underneath.
I was yeah, he was actually hiding underneath the computer desk. Lucas was. It was probably the funniest thing I've
and
ever seen.
And I pulled in the chair so he could.
Because Matthew
see
just
me.
Came strutting out like it was no big thing. He's just nude.
He's very comfortable in his nakedness.
He is. He's but no, he's just so used to being naked around me now because I get him naked so often.
No,
don't isolate that. That's one reason that I'm glad I don't have a producer that I'm in charge of all of the samples.
I gotta say this though. I don't think it necessarily has as much to do with you as it does the fact that he was, like, in the gay army or whatever, and he just got nude with all the men and purposefully dropped the soap all the time.
No.
Yeah. You know,
Matthew,
true.
I don't think, ever showered with men.
Don't
since,
try
you know, he
to
goes
deny
home
it.
After drill and stuff.
No, when he went to boot camp, remember? Because then once he got his dorm with a roommate, he just walks in nude after he's taking a shower all the time and frightens his roommate.
Well, his roommate frightens him when he's clothed, so, you know, it's kind of it's kind of give and take. Matthew, you're throwing things.
Excuse me. I'm out of ammo now.
That's so. Good, because I'd punch you in the face.
What was that?
What did you throw?
Whitney thought that was funny. As long as Whitney finds my
Whitney
joke
thinks
hilarious.
A lot of things are funny.
It's was okay. That a put down towards Whitney?
No, it's not.
Like saying that Whitney just laughs at everything?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Seth.
I'm confused. I don't understand if he's being serious or not.
You don't know if he's being sarcastic.
I'm super confused.
Making a joke.
Matthew, what are you dressed up as right now?
A smoker.
Dirty ninja.
Seriously.
Ninja who doesn't have his mommy to wash his clothes.
Ninjas don't wear glasses.
No.
What are you dressed up as?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's just wearing all black. I think he's trying to be like a hippie from the 70s is what his attire says to me.
Well,
hippie?
Let's do this then. Since Matthew doesn't know exactly what he's dressed up as, let's do ourselves a favor here and let's go around the room. And starting with Sarah, let's all say, keep it clean though, guys, what Matthew is, okay? And then Matthew, out of these six things that we think you should be, you have to pick one. And that's what you're going to
hey,
be for Halloween.
Don't I give an...
No, you get no say.
You get no say because you just gave your say. You just said, I don't know. So there you go. So Sarah, and then Sarah, Whitney, Colton, Colby, Lucas, and then me will all say what we think Matthew is, and then Matthew, you will have to pick one. All right, Sarah, go ahead.
I'm going to stick with my dirty ninja. I like that a lot.
So the uncleaned, unlaundered ninja.
Gay ninja.
No, you can't steal ninja. It has to be something new and creative.
But he kind of looks like a ninja.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to describe why he's a gay ninja.
Because the white stuff on his clothes.
Okay. Thank you.
That's
Whitney.
Great.
Oh my god.
I'm going to say that Matthew is a computer hacker who decided to try to dress up as a wannabe samurai, but it looks a little too gay for it. Especially because that little white stain there at the bottom.
Everybody's fixated on the Monica Lewinsky stain on his thing.
The stain is at the corner of his robe near the southern region. So one wonders.
But it's on the outside, Whitney.
It doesn't matter. One wonders.
Okay, Colby.
Well, he has to have it off anyways. So.
I'm going to go with Colton and say gay ninja.
Okay, so there's two for gay ninjas now. Yeah. Lucas.
I believe Matthew.
This will be great.
He's just really depressed.
He's in mourning.
So he decided to try and dress up like a Jew.
but ended up dressing up like a
Japanese person instead, because that's all he had, and he thought it was the closest thing to a Jew. So, while he was putting his clothes on,
yeah, that's awesome.
Can you finish this,
wannabe
please?
Jew.
Oh my god.
Yes, it's on. Okay.
What do you have against Jews, Lucas?
I am a Jew, thank you very much.
Okay. You having fun, Whitney?
Oh, was that Whitney doing
that?
I was trying to figure out what was going on.
She's hitting
it's a squirrel!
His bouncy ball.
All right. And Matthew, I think you're Michael Jackson on a bad wardrobe day. Now, which
so
one are you going
to pick?
Which one are you going
to
pick?
We have to keep it clean.
Which one are you going to pick?
Me and Colby's.
The wannabe Jew.
Dirty ninja.
Yeah.
I actually sort of like the
computer
Jew.
Computer hacker, wannabe samurai.
He got, you got, you got unclean ninja. You got the dirty ninja. The gay ninja. The gay ninja. What did Whitney say?
She said computer hacker wannabe samurai.
Okay. Computer hacker wannabe
Jew.
Samurai.
Seth, what did you even say?
Jew with a bad costume and Michael Jackson with a bad wardrobe.
I'll go with Whitney's.
Okay, so now you are the computer hacker.
Turned samurai.
Turned samurai with a bad costume.
And you also got anally raped.
That never happened. And you also can't say that, Lucas. That's number one, by the way.
Okay.
So I'll let you know. But anyway, so congratulations there, Matthew.
You know Colton said that last episode.
Yeah, I know. But Colton has couldn't
been
hear
on
Colton.
The show once.
Yeah, you can't hear Colton anyway.
Fine.
So it's all good. Anyway.
I'm really disturbed right now.
Lucas, this is all going to be edited out. Okay, you're off for the rest of the segment. All right, anyway, so the Matthew is now a ninja, hacker, samurai,
computer
hacker, nerd, hacker, ninja.
Samurai, a little too gay.
Ninja, hacker, samurai, Michael Jackson, ninja, gay, ninja, samurai, man.
Dirty.
Jew.
Unclean.
Yes.
Leper.
How about he's everything that we said?
Times 40.
That works.
Yes.
Scheiße.
All right, well, there you go. So, Matthew, that's your costume. We're going to tell everyone that at the party if we can remember it. And
I'm
we won't
sad.
Be able
I
to
just
remember
thought
it.
Of so many other good ideas that he could be.
It's too late. You should have thought
I know,
of them earlier.
I'm really depressed.
It's unacceptable, Sarah.
I'm sorry.
It's unacceptable.
It happens.
It's unacceptable.
What in the world?
All righty. Well, anything else anybody wants to say about the party before we make Lucas call France?
Matt's a loser.
No, let's hear France.
All right, Lucas, you ready to call France?
Hey, Lucas, make sure you tell them the Germans are coming.
The Germans? No, they'll all leave. They'll leave the shop immediately. Yeah. Be like, no! I don't know how to say no in France.
No.
French.
The Germans
don't have
are
to
coming.
Insult
the Germans
me.
Are coming.
Okay. All right.
Call them out again.
Oh, I need to open the phone system here.
That'd be a good
so,
idea.
So, Sarah.
Yes,
what
my
do
brother.
I, say?
I am so freaking
bonjour?
Excited that Leopard
bonjour.
Is coming out.
Comment allez-vous?
You guys have no idea.
Seth.
Yes.
Parlez-vous
team
English?
Up with me and my college friends who are buying it all.
Parlez-vous English?
No, parlez-vous
English?
Not like a retard.
Not like a retard.
I think that's pretty good.
Just speak with a really ridiculous French accent and you'll be fine. You should ask. Never mind. I can't say that.
That's right. Thank you, Sarah.
I'm sorry. I refrain. Right. I'm a good girl.
Leave
if you, when you want to say goodbye, you say
that depends
adieu
on who you're talking to.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Adieu. Adieu. To me.
You could
adieu.
Ask.
Hey, how do you say the Germans are coming?
Adieu.
Bonjour.
I have no idea.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour.
So you should know how to say that.
I know, I'm really sorry. I'm really rusty on my French.
Seth,
I haven't taken it
off
since sixth grade.
Lucas, make sure you tell them the Germans are coming.
And make sure, you should know.
Okay,
you should
okay. So I say, parlez-vous anglais?
You say bonjour, parlez-vous anglais?
Hey, my thing
bonjour,
beeped.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Beep.
Yes.
Who did that?
That'd be Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
I love
welcome.
How Lucas knows no languages,
and then
he does this.
And then once
and
they
Sarah.
Start speaking,
I know.
If they say
well,
no, then just start speaking to them in English in a really ridiculous French accent.
Hello, Baca. My name is Lucas. I like to taste your bread and your wine. So yes, bring them down.
That's pretty good.
Come to the
What are we calling? Is it a restaurant?
We are calling a bakery.
Beautiful.
A bakery. Nice.
Bakeries
so, Lucas,
you should
ask them to make you a really, really ridiculous souffle.
Sprechen Sie German.
No, not Sprechen Sie German.
Yeah, talk German. I think the Nazis are coming.
Fantastic.
It's ringing. It's really late there, guys, because it's a Friday.
Oh, really?
In the evening. Yeah. It's like 40 hours past our time. We're seriously calling Wednesday of next week. No one's...
Seriously.
No.
Hey, look, we got really? A fax machine. Ah, the 90s.
Ah. The 90s.
Bonjour.
I only wish we could actually leave a fax. Let's try another bakery.
Super cool.
And then we're going to call a Target.
We're going to call Target?
Well, because, you know, out of all the places, you know, that's French, Target, you know.
Target?
Nice.
There's a Target in France?
Today? Obviously, there's a Target everywhere.
I'm sorry.
Maybe it's a different type of car. Why is Walmart there?
There's not a Target
I didn't
in
search
Pine
for
Club
Walmart.
Arkansas.
Walmart isn't French.
We'll search for Walmart.
Tar- Shop Bakery, this is Claire.
Hello?
Hello?
Bonjour.
Huh?
Would you like to bake me some bread? And
what? I don't know what you're talking about, but this is Bagatelle Bakery. This is a French bakery.
French?
Is French bakery.
In France? In France?
Huh?
We
close at 7. You have to telephone out tomorrow morning.
Do not talk to me like that, you stupid American!
Huh?
What the F was that?
Adieu to you, Mister, Mademoiselle. Goodbye.
Oh my god.
I hung up on her.
I guess they were in America, Seth.
Yes.
Smooth move.
I have a trick that I played on Lucas. I actually called American restaurants because it's so late in France that it's not even worth it. But that was definitely an English lady.
Oh,
but it's good to know that people in America don't hang up right away as soon as Lucas says something.
That's because Americans are the best.
But we're still
world.
Going to call Target. You still just talk to them like they're in France. This is actually a number that may or may not get a person. Yeah.
I mean, is this an American?
Thank you for calling Target
That's
Pharmacy.
What I thought.
If
oh,
you are
he
a pharmacy guest and wish to use Express RX for refills, press 1.
Hey.
If this is a physician's office,
is this
press 2.
All right, hold on.
If you
yeah,
wish
but
to be
they're all American.
To the Target store, press 3.
Like that.
To leave a message for the pharmacy
It'd be like 3 in the morning
hold
France,
while we
no
transfer your call.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Wichita Northwest Super Target store.
You're welcome.
Our normal store business
wow,
hours
he got really
are
loud.
Monday through Saturday.
He got mad.
8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday.
Okay,
8
this is great.
A.m.
That's awesome.
2, 9 p.m.
Good
we
lord.
Thank you for this information.
If anyone wants to find Target, this is where you can find
what
it.
What are we waiting on?
The pharmacy
section.
Yeah, we called the pharmacy.
For the bakery.
Yeah.
Press 3
what?
For the
three.
Deli. Press 4 for
no,
electronics.
No, press 2 for the
bakery. We're going to call the bakery.
Press 3 for the deli.
Calling the bakery.
Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the bakery.
No, we're gonna hang up.
That's what I've always wanted to hear.
Good.
Turn you back up, Lucas.
Colton, what the hell?
Maybe. Hey, you can't say that.
Yes, yeah, can. I can. Not.
Idiot.
You're the only one that can cast.
Target Bakery.
Bonjour. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Good afternoon, Target Bakery.
I would like 3 loaves of French bread, please.
Okay. When would you like those ready?
I would like them ready in 30 minutes.
30 minutes? And do you want the Archer Farms or the Market Pantry?
What is this?
The soft French or the crusty French?
Authentic French, please.
Authentic French.
The what?
The authentic French.
I'm sorry.
This is, you know, French bread, correct?
Yes, this is French bread. We sell two different brands. One's the Market Pantry brand, and that is the soft French. And then the Archer Farm.
Did you
brand.
Call French soft? We
yeah.
are not soft. We are not soft. We are great people.
I'm not denying that, sir.
So you make me bread, correct?
Correct. We actually have some out right now if you'd like to come in the store and pick some out.
Where are you, please? I would like to
ask
come.
Ask if you can deliver to France.
Couldn't you deliver to France, please?
Will you hold on one moment, please?
Yes, please.
Okay, Lucas, your microphone's off.
This has to be the best one ever.
My goodness.
See, Americans are nice.
American.
Hello?
Hi. We actually do not deliver.
You do not?
I don't think it would be very good if we took it to France.
Well, you are in France, correct?
No, this is Kansas, Wichita, Kansas.
What are you? What is this Wichita, Kansas you talk about?
United States?
Sacre bleu! United States? What is this?
You called the United States.
Why are you laughing? This is not funny.
I'm sorry.
This is a real predicament. Stop laughing, please.
I can't. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Do you shave?
Yes. Do you shave like an American?
Who is this?
Pierre?
Who is this?
Pierre question mark?
Pierre Chouclo.
Oh.
Now say thanks for all your help in American accent and say goodbye, just like you're a regular guy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go.
Oh my goodness.
And that just proves Americans are the greatest in the history of the world. Lucas,
we are so nice compared to the stupid, retarded French.
That was the best thing ever.
She's been on the line for like 5 minutes.
All right, Lucas, let's imitate the Spain call. Okay, I'll be the guy on the other end of the line. You ready? All right, here we go.
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Click.
No, Seth. All right, you should start having nice. Lucas call places
in America.
In America
with a different accent.
Like if he's German or French.
Because that bit was so much funnier than any other bit we have ever done concerning this.
But it's more fun to call out of country.
No, we've got to keep calling America, and he just has to keep coming up with new accents. Because that was hilarious.
All right.
That was great.
All right, well,
he's
maybe
like,
we'll
do you shave like an American?
Who is there?
This is America.
She probably thought it was like...
Pierre.
She probably thought it was a friend
Cole,
of hers.
You were like
playing
dying.
A trick on
oh
her.
Oh my god,
that was so.
Hilarious.
We should go see her tonight before we actually leave.
Yeah, we should go we over should. There and be like,
be like thanks for being on our show.
Yeah, they deserve something for their trouble down there. It
that was
pretty.
Hilarious. You're like, you called the French soft? We are not soft. We are great people.
And we are great
people. I think the first lady actually thought that we were serious, and then the second lady kind of caught on when she heard
she caught
Colton's
on
big laugh.
Shut up.
So was that?
But it still goes to show how nice. They are. They stayed on for how
either that
long?
Or they're really dumb.
No, I don't think they're really dumb. Probably it's a thing when you call stores like Target. They're supposed to get you to buy things, so they probably want you to stay on the phone a little longer. Because you never know. Somebody could be calling and just be really ridiculous but still want to buy something, so they can't be rude to you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But they were laughing so hard. That was great. We've got to do that more often. Yeah. Everyone agrees. That was so much funnier than calling Spain or anywhere else.
Well, that's because everybody over there are all jerks. I don't understand what's wrong with people. They're all big, fat jerk faces.
Except in America. You could prank call anyone in America,
and they
will
stay
on
the
line.
Yep. And also, that goes to prove people that have been writing me letters have been reading the letters saying, your phone system doesn't work. People just aren't hearing Lucas. I haven't done a thing different. They heard us fine. People in other countries are jerk faces.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lucas, for watching. Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with what's regularly in our second segment, the chipmunks and some other stuff like that. So we will come back right after this.
Bye.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. 201-793-7469 is our phone number.
Sarah, I used to dance too much.
Welcome back.
Or if you like the easy number, it's 201-793-SHOW. You can email us anytime. We will read your letters on the air next week. theshow@duo.com, DEWOH.com. And if you want to win $100 or watch us do the show live, you can do that at duo.com/theshow/live. We do it every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central. Tonight we're doing it Friday, kind of an odd time, so not really many people are watching. So you few that are actually watching, you're going to be lucky to win $100 for this this song coming up in the next break. We play a song on the live shows while we're taking commercials. In the audio, in the version that you download, we take those out because it's illegal to, you know, do all that stuff.
A lot of flashes in there.
So, yeah, I know. So, during the live show, if you guys watch live, you can hear the song, and then if you tell us who it is and the name of the song, we will give you $100. And so, be listening.
What if I tell you the name of the song?
It doesn't matter.
Gone.
Duo members, duo employees are not allowed to win this contest. I'm sorry.
Well, technically, me and Colton aren't duo members yet.
Yeah, but you're duo employees.
Oh.
So that counts.
Dang. Yeah, it sucks.
I know. How sad for all
I
you guys.
What if I call someone
and have them call in and split the $100 with them?
Sarah, talking to your microphone.
I was.
No, you weren't.
She was. Sorry. Yes, she was.
I hated that Amber didn't talk into her microphone last night. I was about to like throw something at her.
Well, that's the way Amber did it on my show too. But who cares?
She didn't have a mic.
All right, let's just get started. She did. I gave her a mic.
I thought you said you didn't. She didn't.
No, she just didn't utilize right the microphone.
I'll argue with you later.
Okay.
Let's give a mic to
every
person.
This thing into my arm.
I'll push
it. So scoot it back a little bit. Thank you. I can't use my mouse when it's at home. Okay. Let's get to the entertainment news. Right, now, we had a drought of entertainment news last week.
I thought
week.
You said trout.
Yes, we had a huge fish of entertainment news last week.
That would have been
okay.
funnier.
64-inch trout.
Or we had a huge drought of entertainment news, but this week's going to make up for we got a lot of it. Some of this is pretty good. Some
huge
of it's kind of dumb.
Tracks of land.
And I'm going to add a new thing
huge
to...
tracks of
I'm going to add a new thing to the actual TV part of the show where we will actually go over the ratings that TV shows got. Let's just start with this one.
Office.
Natalie Portman regrets doing nudity. Again.
Wow.
Apparently, Natalie Portman has had second thoughts about doing a nude scene for Wes Anderson's film Hotel Chevalier. Which
she already
is
got nude in like the free clip.
Hold on. Yeah, which is what, you know, and she, you see her from the side and you see part of her butt. And she said that she's really sorry that she didn't listen to her intuition. From now on, I'm going to trust my gut and trust my gut more. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is say no. Portman also says she'll never appear nude on screen again.
That's such a lie.
Just like
But she says you might recall that Portman has had second thoughts about nudity in the footage that was when she played a stripper in Mike Nichols' Closer. But Portman evidently convinced the director that the footage was too revealing, and he had some of the revealing footage cut from the movie.
Yeah, it's just like when Jay-Z said he was going to retire.
Yeah, so...
someone will come along and say, we will give you...
You know, really, the only thing that people want to see Natalie Portman want to see her naked so bad is because she hasn't been naked yet. Seriously, if she would just take it off, no one would care anymore. I mean, seriously, like the people who get naked all the time, people aren't starving to see them naked anymore. Like if I see Nicole Kidman naked one more time, I'm probably going to gouge my eyes out. I've seen her naked so many times, it's disgusting. I don't even want to see my wife naked that many times.
Oh.
I'm waiting for something.
I'm never going to get naked for you ever.
It's all right. All right. You know, just some, let's, Matt Damon Snoop. Says he wants to do another Bourne film.
Bleh.
So we'll see what actually happens.
This was supposed to be the end of the Bourne.
Well, yeah, that's what's gonna happen. And apparently, rumors have been floating around that he would do a movie with James Bond and, you know, crap like that. And he's like, he says, Matt Damon says in reference to Daniel Craig, he keeps himself in very good shape. I would like to avoid any confrontation with him if I can. So that doesn't look like it's gonna happen. Even though if he had a brain, you probably would have figured that out anyway.
Didn't Daniel Craig want to do, like, a gay sex scene in the
yes,
next film?
Yes, he did.
So maybe he could just go on and be, like, his lover, then there wouldn't be any confrontation, except for
it's
the
true.
Bedroom.
It's true. It could be Bourne Back Mountain.
That would be awesome.
Bond Back Mountain. That'd be awesome.
Bond Back Mountain.
That'd be awesome.
That's an
big surprise to everybody. Sarcasm. Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio are making another movie.
Yay, lovely.
They made The Aviator, and they made Gangs of New York, and they made, what was the other one? The one they just did. The Departed. They did The Departed. They've done three. It's going to be their fourth one together, and apparently they're doing a movie, what's it called? Shutter Island. It's a crime drama based on a novel by Dennis Lehane, and he's the one who wrote Mystic River and God Baby Gone. So apparently it's going to be good. Of course, it's directed by Scorsese and it's got DiCaprio in it, so you know it's going to be good anyway. So the drama set is 1954 with DiCaprio in final talks to play U.S. Marshal Teddy Daniels, who is investigating the disappearance of a murderess who escaped from a hospital for the criminally insane and is pressured to be hiding or presumed to be hiding on the remote Shutter Island. That's
a murderess?
You know, it's murderess, like a woman.
Ooh, intriguing.
You know what's really funny?
What?
My drama teacher calls Leonardo DiCaprio Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, you know, I've heard that before.
Like, I'm pretty sure we made that up in like fourth grade because all the boys hated him after he came out of like with Titanic.
But Leonardo DiCaprio, no matter what you say about him, is a freaking good actor.
He's amazing and really hot.
Yes. Okay.
You know, the girl said I looked like him.
I said yes, expecting Sarah to help
me. The girl said I looked like him yesterday.
Aww.
Well, that girl lied.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually. What'd you say, Seth?
Nothing. I love you. So, Halloween movies, The Grudge 3 is indeed coming out.
That's gay.
It's being produced by.
Where's his name? Like,
whoever it is, they should be killed.
Horror films I've ever seen.
Directed by
in my
Toby
life.
Wilkins. He apparently Wilkins is a visual effects artist who work on The Grudge 2 tie-ins, Tales of the Grudge. And Raimi has been relatively quiet on the details of the story. He's the guy who like owns Ghost House, so basically he's just the executive producer. But apparently there hasn't been a director yet, so we'll see what happens.
I hated The Grudge 2. It was horrible.
The Grudge 2 was terrible.
I didn't even watch The Grudge 2.
The first one was decent. I actually liked the first one.
However, I would much rather watch The Grudge 3 than watch a remake of Chucky's Child Play.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with you on that one.
Apparently, they're going to remake Child's Play.
Yeah, I saw that.
And it's gonna make Chucky some kind of crazy CGI creation. So
horrible.
It's going to be terrible.
The next thing we need is an animated Chucky.
My girlfriend freaks out every time she sees Chucky. It's funny.
So
it's great, Lucas.
It's gonna be scary. What was that, Whitney?
Oh,
just
what Whitney said.
Who's shut up, Wedge? It happens all the time. All right, and then to end off the depressing news of the day, okay? NBC.
She's too expensive for you.
I just gave you the fist that.
Let's try not to have conversations with people without microphones. Let's try that. Okay. Moving on. I think Whitney's done now.
Talk to my male hands. Thimble.
I don't think so. They're still exchanging reports.
I know.
Paper cut.
All right. Anyway, back to what we were talking about, Lucas. About 2 months ago, NBC pulled all of their shows that they produced from iTunes. That included House.
And their Whores.
And
Office.
And
Office.
Heroes and The Office and 30
House?
Rock.
You did not just say House.
House. That's like, hi, I'm Greg House.
It's made by NBC Universal, but it's showed on Fox.
And Monk and Psych and all the good shows that we used to watch. You used to be able to catch, you know, the really funny stuff on YouTube that they did. But apparently, since they really want to launch Hulu, they're taking their NBC... They already took down their YouTube channel. So you can no longer find clips of Conan or anything like that from YouTube. At least from NBC.
Off.
But, you know, nothing. No one can keep anything off YouTube. Which just kind of furthers their ignorance by saying that, you know, because we're going to pull our stuff off YouTube, no one else will put anything else up. Which is just retarded. So
because as soon as you take down one person's thing of like Conan, like five other people put the exact same thing up.
Yeah, and it's also really dumb because Justin Timberlake, you know, the Junk in the Box song and Lazy Sunday, they both were in the top 10 most viewed videos ever on YouTube, and now they're gone because NBC wanted to pull them.
I really like the Pokemon
song. So that's
song.
Really stupid pub for, you know, for NBC.
They're not the brass.
Now on to
Pokemon song.
What was that?
That was me singing. Okay,
all right,
Seth.
Kobe hasn't said anything like this whole show, and then he went and said that.
I'm really confused. I'm really concerned. All right.
Wow, that is really scary.
TV Talk, a new thing we're going to throw into TV Talk right now is that we're going to say the ratings of TV shows, because I think this is interesting. I think people would care. So the top 10 most watched shows on basic cable. Now, these, just like the billboards, are 2 weeks old. So this is not last week's ratings. It's going to be the week before last week. So you know what I mean. Just like the billboard charts. So here we go.
Explain number that again one more time for me.
Last week.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, people.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to.
You're a jerk.
I knew she was kidding.
Number 10 was Samantha Who on ABC. Anyone know what that show is?
I have no idea.
No.
Well, apparently it came in number 10 on the ratings. Number
Samantha
9
who?
Is Criminal Minds on CBS.
I've seen that a couple
number
times.
Number 8 is CSI Miami on CBS.
Crap.
Dancing with the Stars that aired on Tuesday on ABC
show.
Was number 7. NCIS on CBS is number 6. Grey's Anatomy, number 5. Desperate Housewives, number 4. Baseball, the Red Sox and the Indians.
What?
Game 7 was on Fox. That's number 3. Dancing with the Stars on Monday was number 2. And CSI is number 1 on CBS.
I think
all
that's
horrible shows. Who watches
baseball
that
is good.
Yeah,
the
there
Red
is,
Sox beat them
there's
like
only,
11-1.
There is only one NBC show, or two. There's two NBC shows in the top 20. And that's Law & Order SVU and Sunday Night Football. So that just teaches you that NBC has really
say
smart
Red
executives.
Red Sox and the Indians. It's Red Sox and the Rockies.
And that was sarcastic.
No, it's Red Sox and the Indians.
Rockies.
This was 2 weeks ago when they were still in the playoffs against the Indians.
Oh.
Now
but
they're
how
against
did you
the Rockies.
Know that?
The World Series just started Thursday night.
Yeah. Okay. Now, cable ratings. Okay, those were just basic TV. Cable ratings. Number 10 was WWE Monday Night Raw on USA.
Lucas's favorite show as a child.
Yeah. Hannah Montana comes in at 9 and 8.
That's your little sister's favorite
WWE
show.
Monday Night Raw at 10 o'clock comes in at number 7. College football comes at number 6. Wizards of Waverly Place, another Disney Channel show, came in at number 5. College football, again, came in at number 4. Law and Order, Criminal Intent, came in at number 3. Hannah Montana came in number 2 on Disney again.
Yeah.
And Monday Night Football came in on ESPN. So pretty much, if you're not children's programming
or sports,
you're going to be very hard-pressed to make it to the top 10.
Every once in a while, a criminal show.
Yeah.
For the middle-aged people that watch TV.
Yeah, so that's all very exciting.
And our old, really decrepit parents.
Yeah, but they don't watch cable.
They're not middle-aged. They're over the hill.
No. You're not like old until like 63 or something like that. 10 to 63. Okay. Now, you guys just watched the last week's Office, right?
I watched it, yeah, too, I think.
The beginning of it.
Not last week's.
The beginning?
All it was about was they were making a commercial for that certain Dunder Mifflin. It wasn't that funny.
Interesting. Okay.
It wasn't hilarious. I liked it, but it wasn't hilarious.
Yeah. So none of us watched that because NBC doesn't put their stuff up on time.
But it wasn't hilarious.
It was kind of hilarious, yeah. But then it wasn't.
And then
you don't understand me.
We watched Heroes last week. Disappointed again.
Siler wasn't in it.
I've said 2 weeks or last
watched,
week, not the last Tuesday. Yes.
When? I've watched
on
one
Tuesday
episode
night when
of that.
It or Monday night when it comes on.
I've never seen Heroes.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about, Lucas. Okay, so it was disappointing. If Siler is on next week, I'm watching. If he's not, I'm going to stop watching Heroes altogether because Siler is the best.
No, he's not.
And it moves really slowly, that show.
All it took for me to stop watching that show is I saw this Chinese guy in a Mexican thing standing in the middle of New York.
And
then
yelling Pato or whatever he says. I really have no idea.
And a Chinese guy in a Mexican thing. Did you watch the SAP
the
version
the
of
red
Heroes?
Flag. I don't know.
What? No. The commercial.
Hero shows
at the
up
very
in New York
end.
City.
Yeah, but what's with the Mexican thing?
I don't know.
And he's not Chinese, he's Japanese.
Yeah,
the guy with the red cape, and he always tries to like make the bull hit him.
Yeah.
You know what that is called?
He did
Matador. There you go.
I don't know what you guys
it
saw.
Looked
it.
Exactly like
and
a Matador's
I
costume.
Stopped watching it.
Okay.
And then he goes,
as soon
like,
as I saw that.
That's the first episode there, people, that you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That
so you didn't even watch.
Off
no.
Okay.
I watched the first episode.
Well, Heroes is actually pretty good. It just, it stinks this season. But the first season, the one that you stopped watching, was actually really good.
Wow.
But other than that, I don't think we've ever watched any other TV shows, so I guess that's the end of TV talk.
House is pretty good.
We don't watch House. I refuse to talk about House until they put it back on iTunes.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
Why do you talk about Heroes, though?
Because Heroes I actually watch.
That's not fair.
Chuck was also awesome, but it's the exact same plot line every single show.
That's all right. You don't need to fix it if it ain't broken. That's my favorite saying.
It's funny, though.
I love Chuck.
Yes,
it's hilarious.
I watched it for the first time this week, actually.
It's awesome. It's an awesome show.
I hate these pants.
That's
okay.
I'll take them all for you.
Let's get to the Billboard. Let's get to the Billboard Top 5 albums. All right. There's two new CDs this week that debuted.
Boo.
Or I guess they didn't debut. Never mind. This is just the first time they're in Top 5. I don't know why I said that. Ignore me. I still don't have Kid Rock.
Ignore you.
But number 5 this week is Jimmy Eat World. Jew finally came out with another CD. Oh, he did debut at number 5. I don't know why it doesn't specify that on Billboard. But debuting at number 5, that's Jimmy Eat World, Chase This Light. So it sounds like Jimmy Eat World.
Are all the songs good?
I don't know. I've only really ever heard the middle.
Yeah, that's the only song I ever listened to either, and that was like an 8th
But apparently grade. A lot of people think he is because he's number 5. Now, I'm going to let... This is a 21-second clip.
I like
Josh Groban, okay? I'm going to let this entire clip play. I don't want anyone to talk during this clip, okay?
Okay.
This is the title of his single, okay? Well, I think it's like Ava Maria. Is that
Ave Maria.
Okay, that's the name of this song, okay?
It's Latin.
This is him singing the title. No one say anything. Here we go. That was 20 seconds of your life you're never going to get back.
That's beautiful. What are you talking about? talking
That was
about?
The most horrible thing I've ever
I
heard.
I love Josh Groban.
Well, then you go and you...
He has He's got a beautiful voice.
Okay.
That's just opera singing, opera. Baby. It's
That's
like
terrible.
Candles.
That's terrible. That's the worst
you
thing I've ever heard.
I agree.
I would rather listen to this album on an infinite loop than that ever again. Rascal Flatts, number 3, still feels good. Let's just soak this in for a while. Look how many words they cram into the same amount of time. Isn't that amazing?
It's Seth, different
listen
style
to the listen
music.
To the listen Seth, to the melody and the music.
Seth, don't you remember God Hates Country?
What?
Don't you remember God Hates Country, so stop playing that.
No, God does not hate country, he hates Josh Groban.
No, he doesn't.
Okay, Kid
All
Rock, Rock
Josh
and Roll
Groban.
Jesus, dropped down to number 2. Don't have a clip of him because he's not on iTunes because
Did
he's a jerk.
You know
he probably
got
was
arrested.
Yes, in a Waffle House.
We talked
yes.
about that yesterday.
We learned about that on Colby
well,
Colton
Show.
They
didn't hear that because it's not up yet, Colton.
Yeah.
So we can talk about
it
again. It
will be up until November 6th.
So there.
Yeah. And then number 1, some reason went from number 2 to number 1, beating Kid Rock, Bruce Springsteen. Magic, which is apparently an amazing CD. It's really funny because I was reading about this on Billboard, and the headline was, Bruce Springsteen returns to number 1 on Slow Sales Week. I just thought that was a really funny
really
way
funny.
To word that. Like, well, we know he sucks, but he's number 1 again. All right, the top singles. There's a few new singles this week, which is actually slightly surprising. Number 5 is still Colby Calais, Bubbly. This is the only second week she's been in the top 5.
I know, but here's the thing. Everybody plays that song on every single radio station.
Yeah.
And
I have only heard that song on the radio one time. Okay.
I've heard it way more than you.
I'm sorry.
Because I listen during the day.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Also, I went to Borders and they played like her entire CD.
Yes.
Every single one of her songs sounds exactly the same.
Well, that's
insane.
Good. That means that she'll be
She's
on the charts
exactly
a lot.
Exactly like those people.
She'll be
like
Fergie.
We just said that are for some reason on there that everybody hates.
Number
it's
4
just
this
like
week.
George Bush.
Number 4 this week is Alicia Keys. Weird. Alicia is at least Alicia or Alicia.
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 Keys. Alicia. Alicia Keys. No one. Even better as a chipmunk, I believe.
I think so too.
Yeah,
and
hilarious.
Then number 3, still hanging out at number 3 is Timbaland featuring Woman Public. Apologize.
I love that song. They play it so much now, and it's the only song I haven't gotten sick of.
See, this is the one Timbaland song that I really don't like that
I
much.
Just want to take
really?
This
I agree.
What song is this? AI technology?
Apologize.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Too many people are talking
about
it.
I thought it says Justin Timberlake.
I really don't care for that song.
Okay, now what now? Matthew doesn't care for it. What did you guys say?
What was it?
He said it was AU technology that you were talking about.
No, that was.
I thought you said Justin Timberlake.
No. And then, so, Lucas, you said?
I said, I just want to take this time to apologize.
I like this song.
It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
I love that song. Why don't you like it?
I never said I didn't like
it. You said it was your least favorite.
It is my least favorite.
Why?
Because it's not as good as Timbaland's
other
songs.
It's amazing.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, Seth. What a jerk.
Okay. Okay,
like
I'm sorry.
It.
I'm sorry. Number 2, up from number 22 last week. Number
Whoa.
2, Kiss Kiss, Chris Brown featuring T-Pizzle.
You know what?
T-Pizzle.
That song was on the radio right before I got here.
$5 to the first person you can tell me number 1.
Crank that.
Soulja Boy, tell him. I'm not giving you $5.
Too bad.
I'll trade you $5 for your iPod Touch.
No.
Well,
nice
it was worth
try,
a try,
Seth.
I guess. All right, well, that's the Billboard. So, you know, maybe one of these days, freaking Soulja Boy
days.
Will not be at number 1.
That'll be like in 2030.
It's really sad that right now Soulja Boy is beating.
Soulja Boy
is
should
breeding.
Never breed.
Soulja Boy can't breed because he's underage. That's how ridiculous this is. He's beating Alicia Keys. He's beating Timbaland. He's beating Teddy Payne and Chris Brown.
It's just because of his
How does it all work?
If underage breeding weren't allowed, Soulja Boy would probably never been born.
I hate him. I hate Soulja Boy.
His mom probably on welfare.
With such a fury that cannot be explained.
That's not nice.
I probably just insulted like all of our viewers, and I apologize.
Okay.
Something wrong with being on welfare. I'd get money from the government, too, if I could.
Yeah. He's a mom's debt.
Yeah, and put us in more debt.
And
put us in more debt because the government's retarded.
Okay, anyway. Moving on. Movies coming out. Well, I guess tonight, but this week, I guess I should say.
Hallelujah.
The first one that's coming out, there's only really 2 good movies coming out this week, and they are Dan in Real Life and Saw. I'm going to play Saw first because there's only 3.7 seconds of dialogue in this entire trailer. Here it is right here. Saw 4.
You think it is over, but the games have just begun.
There you go.
Wow. That's
great.
Horrible. That's like exactly
And then
your
a whole bunch
of
screaming.
There's a whole, American no, not really. There's only like good. 2 screams in this entire trailer also.
And then it's,
and it's mainly just that. Music and like people looking freaky.
I have a question.
I thought Saw was dead. Or Jigsaw was dead.
I don't know.
I have a question. Okay.
It's Spawn.
It's the other Jigsaw.
Yeah.
The one from Scary Movie 4 that rides in
the Hey, let's there talk.
Yes.
Wow. That my champion. How come when someone makes one good, unique film, they go and exploit it and get as much money possible until they suck the very life from the film and they're
because
so
people still pay to see it?
Why? What is wrong with American
society?
I don't
know. They're probably the same people that like Fergie.
At least we stay on the
Soulja
phone.
Boy. It's the Soulja Boy Fergie group. It's the Soulja Boy Fergie group who go to see.
Actually, that seems
movie,
sort
saw.
Of accurate because I've been to see a few horror films and they all look like the Fergie Soulja Boy crowd.
Yep. All right. The next movie looks actually pretty good. This is Dan in Real Life. Here it is.
Kobe saw that today.
When America needs real advice about real life, they turn to Dan Burns because relating to others is what he does best.
Look, everybody, it's Dan's book.
Please don't.
Best book I've ever read.
Maybe the only book you've ever read.
He knows that all relationships are complicated.
I met somebody, and she's really something.
Especially the ones you don't see coming.
Dan, this is my girlfriend, Annie.
So that looks interesting.
Yep.
It's got Dane Cook.
Who is the love interest in this movie?
It's some Russian girl or something.
Kobe's seen it.
Basically what happens is Dan, played by Steve Carell, falls in love with a girl who happens to be his brother's girlfriend. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, and his brother's played by Dane Cook. Yeah. Was it good? You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah. Okay. It ends up all good.
Was
Everyone's
it funny?
Good. Yeah, it's really funny.
Okay, then we'll have to go see it. That's a ringing endorsement from Colby over there.
Good
what?
Job.
A re-endorsement?
Ringing endorsement.
He's just
all right,
a little
well
stoned
then, fine. I'm going to tell you a scene from that movie.
There's
just
no
to ruin
that wasn't
probably the funniest
that wasn't
thing.
Sarcastic.
I don't care.
Okay, I'm just... I didn't want you to think I was making fun of you. Okay,
funny.
Go ahead and tell us the scene.
I don't
all right,
care.
Well, a scene ends up that Steve Carell and the love interest...
Yeah?
...are in the shower, nude. When his daughter is in the bathroom, too, talking to the girl, thinking Steve Carell isn't in there. And then, so Steve Carell sneaks out the window and falls off and pretty much breaks his back.
That's awesome.
Dude? No.
Oh, that's sad.
Steve Carell was
in his hoodie.
Yeah.
That's pretty a shame.
Funny. Yeah. Oh, you want to see Steve Carell naked now?
Sure, why
let's
not?
Add him to the list of hot men you'd rather be with than me.
I mean, Pam saw him naked. Why can't I?
Pam never saw him naked.
On the
oh, you're right, he did.
Yes, she did.
That's funny. I forgot about that. All right.
What?
And then one good movie is coming out. And then a couple other big movies are coming out. But one I really want to see is American Gangster. Now, yeah. American Gangster.
That looks good.
I read the plot summary here. Okay, so just Sarah, tell me what you think American Gangster is about.
I think it's about some guy who is secretly like worse than the mafia, and the police are trying to somehow prove that he's the one behind everything, but he's just trying to take care of his family. I don't know.
Okay. Now, do all of you agree with that?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat.
What do you think's the difference there?
I have no clue.
Okay. Matthew, what do you think the difference is?
I can't pinpoint that.
See?
Okay. Wow.
Everyone agrees with me.
I agree, but I don't know why I don't disagree.
What?
I don't know. But this is why I
vibration.
Love and hate the movie business. Okay? The trailer, okay, shows one thing, and this is the plot summary. In 1970s Harlem, Frank Lucas, Denzel Washington, constructs a heroin empire by stashing the drug inside the coffins of returning Vietnam soldiers.
Ooh, that's a good
idea. Now listen, this is where the trailer veers off. This stuff is not in the trailer. Once he is dethroned by Detective Richie, Russell Crowe, Richie Roberts, I guess is his name, the former kingpin turns informant. The duo set out to take down law enforcement agents and foreign nationals who are part of his syndicate. So apparently... towards the halfway point of the movie, he turns good and ends up on Russell Crowe's side. Now, this does not mean it's going to be a bad movie, because it's still going to be good, but it tells you how dumb Americans are, because if they showed this in the trailer, people are going to be like, oh, I don't want to watch a movie that the guy isn't bad all the time. So
that is so weird, though, because they totally made it look like he and the police were at odds the entire
time
in the trailer.
Yeah, the entire movie, and it's definitely not that way.
That's so weird.
It's going to be good. I'm sure it'll win a few Oscars.
Man,
if not, it'll definitely get nominated,
heroin
I guarantee you.
Coffins. That's a pretty unique idea. Way to make good use of the war.
I know. Now, another movie coming out is Jerry Seinfeld's B-movie, which looks absolutely retarded. Raise your hand if you want to see this. Sarah raised her.
I'm just kidding.
I'm never mind.
Okay. B-movie. Barry B. Benson, a bee who has just graduated from college, is disillusioned at his lone career choice, making honey. On a special trip outside the hive, Barry's life is saved by Vanessa, played by Renee Zellweger, a florist in New York City. As the relationship blossoms, he discovers that people actually eat honey and subsequently decides to file a lawsuit against humankind.
Oh.
Wow.
what's going on?
That sounds like the most retarded thing I've ever heard in my
life. You played something. Yes, I did. I don't know what it is.
It was a womp sound.
Ah.
But that looks retarded, so I don't want to see that. My mom does, so maybe it looks funny to someone. But if I ever see, I've never seen one joke in any of the previews.
I think it looks funny to children, possibly, just because it's a bee and it's animated.
I don't like Jerry Seinfeld's voice.
Me either.
Ah! That's what he sounds like.
Sounds like Ray Barone.
No, he does not sound anything like Ray Barone.
No, you sounded like Ray Barone.
Oh, thank you. Okay, another movie coming out next week is Amanda Peet and John Cusack in Martian Child. Trying to rebuild his life after his wife's death, a writer adopts a troubled young boy who believes he's a Martian. Matthew, we can hear that.
I slapped him for you.
Quit unscrewing your microphone.
No, he was flicking the cord.
Well, don't do that either. I can hear it.
I slapped him. He's okay.
Okay. All right. So that's the movie's coming out next week. I'm probably only going to see American Gangster.
Take me with you.
I don't really like Martian Child either. That looks kind of dumb. But it looks better than B-Movie. I'd rather listen to Josh Groban. No, never mind.
When are you going to take me to see Elizabeth the Golden Age?
Probably never. Because it's supposed to stink.
What a jerk.
Sorry. When you rented Blood and Chocolate and you said that if you ever watch another dumb movie again and I say it's dumb, you'll believe me. And it's dumb.
You just don't like it because it's romantic.
Yeah, you're always going to make up excuses too, but it still makes it dumb.
You're dumb.
Dumb. Okay. Time to take another break. People who are watching live, be sure to stick around and listen to this song so you can figure out what this song is that I'm about to play. And if you want to get in on the action and try to win $100, then listen live every week. So we'll be right back after this. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Lay Show. 201-793-7469, 201-793-SHOW, if you are one of the esteemed few who has letters on your numbers.
Doesn't Virginia sound like virgin?
No, not at all.
Wow.
I love how you take off your postal jacket now. It's beautiful, Lucas. You guys oh, you even got pins in your pocket.
Hey, we have one view.
Great. Hi, one viewer.
We love you. Be my girlfriend.
Yeah,
but
we noticed that no one was listening to the song, so you can go back and view.
Oh, they went away.
Okay. You can go back and view the video. We record it at the same place, so just go back and look at it if you really want to see it that badly. And you win $100, but I don't know. You really should watch it live, people. I will know, because depending on when you email it to me. No, I'm just joking. All right, well, Sarah's got a game. She's going to use it off my laptop, so give us a couple seconds while I unplug some things.
Oops.
And we actually...
No, that's annoying. Stop, or I'll kill you.
Don't do that.
Lucas.
I love you.
Giving a minute.
Okay. You know, when I say give a minute, that doesn't mean we have to be quiet.
I know.
That's why I'm giving...
Because, you know, really, a minute only takes this amount of time. Seriously.
What is he doing?
Matthew's being retarded.
There you go. That's all it takes. It's really hard. I know. All
right.
It's really hard.
Okay, now no one can cheat, even though I don't know how this is going to work with me sitting here because...
Matthew, quit throwing things.
Everyone cheats.
I'll sit over here.
Why don't you just go sit on the bed or something?
That's a good idea.
How about you watch not hitting the table off the floor?
Watch not hitting the table. Watch. Yes.
Colby is on a huge bouncy ball.
Okay.
Colton.
Did you just call me Colby?
Yes.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, just like...
Sorry, I get confused because Colby was on the bouncy ball earlier. And he's
right.
What? Who wins now? Seth wins.
Me, because I can take it back.
But he can turn you off.
Yeah.
But I can turn him off, too.
Well, he can turn it on, though, technically.
La, 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 la.
Okay,
la,
well, la, we're waiting la, on you.
Yeah, I know.
So,
but,
what's the deal?
It's because your internet's slow, and I have to get it off of your
Gmail.
Oh,
sorry, I forget.
Why is your internet slow?
And now
because
I have
we're
to
streaming
download
video
it
live. Yes, you do. It's all right. You won't die.
Yes.
Now I'm opening it.
Congratulations.
I don't know where it went.
It's probably on the desktop.
We still have zero
F11.
F11?
This
okay
sucks.
You don't need to say that on the air.
I'm sorry.
F11? F11? All
right, anyways.
Oh, whoops. Wrong one. F12, wrong one.
F13? F13?
I'm sorry. This is really confusing. Technology frightens me.
Yeah, it's really confusing to click the right file.
It is. Okay, I've got it. It's ready.
Okay. Now you gotta explain it.
Pain. All right. We're going to ask questions like we've been doing it before with our movie quotes.
And we're going to answer them.
We'll start with Colton. I will ask you the question. These
You're not
are
starting with Whitney this time?
Well, she's not playing.
Why? Oh, because she's not on the show?
Because she doesn't have a microphone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's true.
She can use my microphone when she talks.
No, it's all right. Sorry, I forget.
It would make it easier.
Just go!
Oh, my gosh.
It would make it easier.
Just go!
It would make it easier for me to play.
He said just
so I think she should play.
I'm going to snap your neck.
Everybody will get 5 questions. We can start with Whitney.
Oh, my God.
Dear God.
All right. We'll start with Whitney. These are a multiple choice. You have A, B, or C options.
Let's change the name of the show to The Show with Seth Neiman and Invalids.
That's right. The name of this game is called Monster Trivia. It's creepy movie questions for Halloween.
I'm going to fail.
I'm sure you will.
I don't watch.
Well, it'll be fun and entertaining for me. Okay.
Sarah loves when we fail.
I love it. I really do.
Still
okay,
zero
so
viewers.
I'll start with Whitney.
We suck.
Question number one, if you can't get it, then...
Is she going to shout to the top of her lungs?
No, if
she better.
Are you going to keep score for me? Or do you want me to keep score?
You have my computer over there. All
right, I'll keep score.
Actually, I can keep score. It's no big deal.
Oh, can you really?
Yes, I can.
Awesome, okay. You keep
computer.
Score. We're not going to pass the questions on this time because it will take too long because I've got a lot of questions. Everybody, you'll get 5, and that's all your chances you have. But if somebody else knows, you can answer it just for fun. But no points for you.
Okay.
Whitney, number one, who played the title role in Carrie? A, Sissy Spacek, B, Jamie Lee Curtis, or C, Mia Farrow?
She knows it.
That'd be a Sissy Spacek.
Yay, Whitney gets 1 point.
I'm cool and I'm smart.
Not.
Who is that person?
Shut up, Whitney.
Who's that? Who's who?
Love you too.
She's an actress. She played Carrie in the movie Carrie.
It's not like she
What's Carrie? I've never seen that.
It's a horror film. You guys are ridiculous. Okay, Colton, your turn.
Colton.
Jerry. Solvent Green is ... A, killer fog, B, flesh-eating virus, or C, people?
C.
Good job.
Yay.
That was actually right. Do you know?
No.
Okay, that's funny. You're still going to write anyways. Good job for you. All right.
It sounded more reasonable than any of the other ones.
Okay. So.
Right.
Really.
All right, Colby. What does Count Dracula wear around his neck?
That's...
A medallion, an afghan, or a choker?
The medallion.
Good job.
That's total bull crap.
Oh, come on. I could have got that while I was
Matt,
snorking.
You could have gotten
sure.
that.
All right,
I couldn't
Lucas,
have gotten
you
that.
You know what, Lucas?
This is
How
your question.
About you not be jealous?
This is your question. The Man of 1,000 Faces was A, Mel Brooks, B, Albert Brooks, or C, Lon Chaney?
It's probably the hardest one.
A.
Yeah.
No. That's C.
And now you're really
he's
jealous.
He's called Man of 1,000 Faces because he played the most monsters in horror films like ever.
Who?
Lon Chaney.
Who's that?
No,
I would have guessed that.
He's really famous. Y'all
it's a
know.
He?
Yeah, it's a he.
Who names their
lawn?
Their person after their pristine front yard.
It's L-O-N, not L-A-W-N.
I have a friend that
I had this baby in the front yard, so I named them Lawn.
You're ridiculous.
My friend, one of my friend's name is Leaf.
I wonder if his middle name is
Leaf
Gnome.
Erickson?
Are you serious?
Yeah, not Leaf Erickson, but Leaf.
You're ridiculous. Okay.
I know someone named Beach. Sandy Beach. Not joking. Sandy Beach. Her name was Sandy something, and she married a guy with the last name of Beach.
France,
that is boring.
Paris.
Moving on.
And something else.
London, you're interrupting my game, jerks.
England.
Sorry, I didn't
mean
Seth. Stop your game with entertainment.
Germany.
Aww. That wasn't very nice. In Silence of the Lambs, why did the killer known as Buffalo Bill skin his victims? A, general principles. B, to set an example. Or C, he needed the material.
He probably needed the material.
Good job. Why did he need the material, everyone?
Because
he made
suit.
Clothes out of human skin.
I didn't know that. Nice. I just guessed. That just sounds more horrifying.
All right, Matthew. Polly Nichols was the first victim of A,
parrot attack.
The Son of Sam.
Parrot
B,
Nichols?
Jack the Ripper. Or C, the Salem witch hunts.
I know this.
Good job. So, as you
Matthew, your microphone
good,
isn't on.
Everyone said that they would suck.
Matt
said
Lucas.
Except for Lucas.
Your
Lucas
microphone
is
isn't
loser.
On because you're stupid?
Jack the Ripper.
There
Good
we
job.
Go.
You got it right.
Wow.
All right. Whitney, back to you.
It happens.
Bela Lugosi's Dracula referred to these as children of
Matthew,
the night.
Matthew, why don't you do one of those little demon laughs? Oh, my God.
That was
A, wolves. Yeah, that wasn't, B, bats.
No,
or C,
no.
Street urchins.
Please, those would be bats.
I'm sorry.
Booyah,
it's wolves.
In your face.
Dracula liked to hear them howl at night.
Whitney sucks.
Okay, Colton,
I'm just kidding.
Your turn. What is the name of the Adams family's butler? A, Stretch, B, Lurch, or G? I mean C, Jeeves.
Jeeves.
Ask
Stretch,
Jeeves.
Lurch, or Jeeves?
B.
Good job. It was Lurch. Yay.
Wow.
Okay. Colton.
Yeah.
Wow. I used to watch it.
Another Adams family question.
This is Colby, not Colton.
That's what I meant to say. Colby.
I'm going
to
kick you.
I'm sorry.
I swear.
Dave, I'm going to start calling you Michael. That would help me out a lot.
Please
right.
do.
Gomez of the Addams Family became passionate when Morticia spoke Italian, French, or without moving her lips.
No clue.
A.
B. A.
Eh, it was French. Good try.
I'm winning.
You are winning so far. All right, Booyah. Lucas. Beetlejuice's only fear is A, sandworms, B, centipedes, or C, telemarketers.
B.
Sandworms.
Who's ever watched Beetlejuice? I have. I knew the answer. I was never allowed to watch Beetlejuice.
Neither was I, but I still watched it.
All right, Seth,
that's because you're a terrible child.
Exactly.
What?
And that's why Colby acts like me now.
All right.
What?
On what cartoon show did Samantha and Darren of Bewitched make a guest appearance?
Yeah.
A, the Flintstones, B, the Jetsons, or C, the Simpsons?
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to say the Jetsons.
Eh, it was the Flintstones.
Oh, stupid.
Good try, even though it makes no sense at all why they would be on the show. All right, Matthew.
They went back in time.
Yes.
Practitioners of frenology divine people's character from A, the shape of their skulls, B, the odor of their feet, or C, the content of their dreams.
A.
Frenology.
Content. What?
Frenology is the word. Shape of their skull, or odor of their feet, or content of their dreams.
Dreams.
Eh, it is the shape of their skulls.
Ha ha.
I knew that one.
Ha ha.
All right, Whitney, back to you.
I knew all of these answers, except
sure
for the ones
you
that
did.
I got wrong.
She was a 50s hostess of horror films and appeared in Planet Nine from Outer Space. A, Vampira, B, Zombina, or C, Fascinella.
Zombina? That ain't a real monster.
Would be A.
What's
correct?
What
it
was
is
A?
Vampira.
You should make the people say the name, the choice after the letter.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That way we're
now
just
not
like, C, Calucula.
You don't even know that's you.
You're ridiculous.
You?
All right.
Shut up.
Colton, it's your turn.
Let's see if Colton will lose.
He probably will.
Did Winnie get that one right?
Yes, she did. Two teen werewolves were played on screen by TV stars with this name. A, Michael, B, John, or C, David.
David Lee
These
Roth.
Are the names of the actors, not the name of their werewolf characters.
Hey, Michael.
Good job. Do you know which Michaels they were?
No.
Okay.
Michael Kelly.
Michael Landon
and Michael Keaton.
I was a teenage werewolf and Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf. So good job.
Michael J. Fox was
you
a twitchy werewolf.
You just guessed it because it was your name.
No.
Oh, that
sorry,
was
that was insensitive.
You can't walk his
sorry,
disease.
That was insensitive. I apologize.
Because I haven't said A yet, actually.
That's funny.
All right, Colby.
All right.
Yes.
Michael Myers' mask in Halloween was from an image of this well-known actor. A, Ronald Reagan.
Reagan,
sorry. I don't know
Reagan.
Why I read that wrong. Shut up.
Is that a serious question?
Yes, it is. B, William Shatner, or C, Robin Williams.
I'm going to say C, Robin Williams.
Dang William
it.
Shatner. Good try.
Are you serious? He impersonated Captain Kirk?
Isn't that funny?
It's like Captain Kirk is coming to kill you, but ha ha.
All right. Lucas.
Yes, ma'am.
Jamie Lee Curtis starred in Halloween H2O along with her psycho mom.
What the heck is Halloween water?
It's just the name of a movie.
That's dumb.
So you're trying
Halloween
to guess,
C4.
Lucas, is the name of the actress in the movie Psycho. Is it A, Antonia Curtis, B, Janet Leigh, or C, Lee Remick?
B.
Actually, it is B. Good job. You wouldn't lie.
You shouldn't
Janet
be able
Leigh,
to get there without guessing
High
the
five.
Name.
She married Tony
no.
Curtis. That's her daughter's name, being Curtis. All right. Seth.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of bat is most often used in horror movies? A, fruit bat, B, vampire bat, or C, flying fox? Now,
that's
not the bats
dumb.
That are portrayed in the film, but the actual bats that they used in horror films.
I know this.
First of all, a flying fox is a fox. So, what the heck?
What's your guess? Fruit bat, vampire bat, or flying fox?
Probably vampire bat.
You're an idiot.
No,
if it's
flying
fox, I'm going to quit the show.
It's flying fox.
My
you can't quit the show. That's a real bat.
Come back.
They look and they're
over.
Almost the exact same size as vampire bats, but nobody wanted to use vampire bats because they're creepy.
Or because, you
and
know, flying foxes are actually
you.
Foxes and they can be trained.
No, you're ridiculous.
With, like, gibbles and kits.
Okay, Matt, this is right
gibbles
up your alley.
Gibbles and bits.
You should get
gibbles.
This.
Lovely.
There's only one written source on the Atlantis myth. Who wrote it? Plato, Nostradamus,
hold on, hold on,
or
hold
Homer?
On. Lucas, quit doing that. You mess me up when you do that.
Oh.
Never mind.
Yeah,
Lucas just unplugged
on.
My headphones.
Say again.
All right.
So I thought the soundboard
There's
turned
off. There's only one written source on the Atlantis myth. A, Plato, B, Nostradamus, or C, Homer?
I think it was Plato.
Good job. It was Plato.
He can see the answers.
Plato's closet.
All right. Whitney, your turn. Lon Chaney Jr.'s character in The Wolfman.
Is that any relation to Dick Cheney?
No.
About A, Lynn Cheney.
Larry Talbot.
What about the lesbian Cheney?
B, Willie Loman. Or C, Ricardo Mendelbaum.
Ricardo Banderas.
Lon Chaney Jr.'s character in The Wolf Man was named A, Larry Talbot, B, Willie Loman, or C, Ricardo Mendelbaum.
Dude, that's really bad.
I'll go with B.
I know.
That's a bad
laugh.
It
was Larry Talbot. I'm sorry. All right, Colton.
Yeah.
In the film Frankenstein, the 1931 version, what was Dr. Frankenstein's first name? A, Henry, B, Dieter, or C, Martin?
A, Henry.
It is. Good job. How do you know all this? You're a king.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, why actually, not?
How many questions 74. Does every person have left?
Because I'm a 90s kid.
Not very. Why?
Well, because Colton's winning by two, so if everybody doesn't have two questions or three questions, that Colton wins.
Okay.
Really? Of course, keep going around. Keep going.
Because
Colton may be the absolute victor already.
Just for Colby. In the Simpsons episode rendition of The Shining, what electronic device saved the family from a crazed Homer? A, a toaster.
Homer? Did you say Homer or Homo?
TV. Homer. Or C, a shortwave radio.
I'm going to say a toaster.
Nope, it was a portable TV. I'm sorry.
Nope, it was.
These questions are retarded.
No, they're not.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right, Lucas. Who played the girlfriend in the 1986 version of The Fly? A, Meg Ryan. B, Gina Davis. Or C, Linda Florentina.
What about Florentina? The flying foxes? Are they in?
That was a different question. Don't be a sore loser.
Meg Ryan?
Nope, it was Gina Davis. She was Goldblum's real girlfriend at the time.
I know, wow. These questions are retarded. I
almost got punched in the face.
They're
with
not
the microphone.
Retarded just because you don't watch the movie.
Yeah, just because I didn't live in the 1980s.
Colton is getting every one of them right.
Because he lived
cheats.
In the 19th.
He doesn't cheat. He can't even see the laptop.
He has linked minds with you.
No, he saw
he
all of them before you went over there
no,
and said
he didn't.
About you.
I didn't let him look at them, I promise.
I'm bleeding.
All right, Matt. Oh, no, wait, Seth.
It's my turn.
Are we not men? Is a quote from Alien Resurrection, Island of Lost Souls, or The Haunting.
It just tickled me.
And no, it was not said by Matthew, even though it applies to him.
Are we not men? Is there an all of the above?
No.
I'm going to say Aliens.
Nope. Island of Lost Souls.
That's not even a real movie!
Yes, it is!
I'm going to create a movie called Island of the Flying Foxes.
You're ridiculous.
Wow.
All right, Matthew. In the 1978 film Halloween, the classic horror film shown briefly on TV is A, The Blob, B, The Thing, or C, The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
What about D, The Matthew?
Well, it can't be Creature from the Black Lagoon because Matthew actually played The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
All right, Matt, what's your guess?
On at all.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Nope. It was The Thing. Good try.
Yeah, Matthew didn't play The Thing. He got beat out by Sean Connery.
All right, Whitney. How many cards are in a tarot deck? A, 52, B, 78, or C, 101?
What about 191,000?
I know that.
I'm going to say 101.
I'm sorry. It's 78.
All right, Colton, let's see if you get this
right.
All right,
Colton.
A lot of pressure
the
here.
The Addams Family character. Right,
just hold on,
Oh.
If Colton gets this right, it's fixed, and he's no longer allowed to play. Continue.
Okay. The Addams Family character, The Thing, is A, left-handed, B, right-handed, or C, ambidextrous?
Choose wisely, my good sir.
It's right-handed because he's one-handed.
I still don't believe it's not fixed.
What? You
Wait,
said.
What was A? Left?
Yeah.
A was left. B was right. C was ambidextrous.
He's ambidextrous because he's just a hand.
But it's you have a right hand or you have a left hand.
Yeah.
One hand can't be both. It's just the hand crawling.
Yeah. But ambidextrous means that you use your hands equally.
No.
If since he is a hand,
no.
He would use it equally constantly.
Ambidextrous means
right?
You can use both hands. He only has one, so he can't possibly be ambidextrous.
Yes, he can, because what if both of his hands are hands?
You're ridiculous.
One hand.
Okay.
One hand formed into one. It's a regular hand, but has two thumbs.
Toby, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Godzilla's son is A, Minya, B, Mothra, or C, Gamera.
Go with Gamera.
What's Gamera?
I don't know, but it sounds evil.
See? Gamera.
It is A.
Thanks, Seth.
Minya.
Don't listen to me. I have one
Thanks.
Point.
All right, Lucas.
I have one point.
I have two
Which
points.
Of these
We're
did
the only
not
ones that have one
play
point.
The devil in a major motion picture? A, Al Pacino, B, Jack Nicholson, or C, Dustin Hoffman?
Repeat the question.
Which one of those three people haven't played the devil?
Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson, or Dustin Hoffman?
C. Definitely Al Pacino.
C.
No. Dustin Hoffman.
Idiot. What was that, C or B?
That was C.
I told you. I was like, choose C. Like five
All right.
times.
Yeah.
Seth,
yes.
Smooth. You should get this one.
Okay.
Conformists.
What was the embalming fluid that turned South Parkers, starting with Kenny, into zombies? A, battery acid, B, Worcestershire sauce, or C, chili powder?
Let's go with B.
You are correct. It was Worcestershire sauce.
Sounds more like South Park.
Worcestershire.
I have now officially left Colby in the dust.
Yep. All right. Matthew, for the last question of the round. Who wrote the novel Jaws? A, Stephen King. B, Michael Crichton. I think is how you say that. Creighton?
It's Creighton.
Who cares? C, please.
Or C, Peter Benchley.
I don't care if his name is Michael Poopon. I want the next one.
MaxiPad.
No, Stephen King did not write Jaws.
It was Michael Poopon.
Good job.
Everybody knows Michael Poopon wrote it.
All right. We are done, Seth. Who won? So who was the victor?
Colton won, followed by Whitney, Lucas, and Seth, and Matthew, then followed by Colton. Colby.
I got two questions right. How many points did I get?
Sweet. You had a total of 17,000 points.
I rock.
I know. Actually, you had 4 points.
Out of 5 questions.
Yeah, he had 4 points out of 5. That seems really fair, doesn't it, to everybody?
It does.
It does not,
actually. He's just a good player.
It doesn't seem fair at all.
He just went to the past.
Yeah.
He can stop time like Hero.
Yeah, that's what he did. Okay. He dressed like a bullfighter, apparently, and then he stopped
time. You guys wish that was it.
Your mom's a bullfighter.
Yes, she is.
You went back in time to get plastic surgery and then went back in time again to go to the past.
That's I don't know what the heck anyone's talking about. Well, that's the end of the show. We're done. We got a crappy party to get to. Next week on the show,
shoot me.
You know what next week is? It's the first week of November.
God.
You know what we do the first week of every month now? Lucas, you want to inform everybody?
Oh. I guess.
It's called a little thing I like to call.
It's called a little thing he likes to call.
The Gangster Indiana Jones.
The Gangster Indiana Jones is going to be reappearing. This is going to be season 1, episode number 3 of The Gangster Indiana.
Where Chuck Norris will guest
We're going to probably
star.
Call France for real next time, unless people talk me out of it and
we'll
call America. We'll see what happens.
We're definitely talking you out of it.
Call France. Everybody listening.
And my show.
Shut up.
What about your show?
I won't be here next week.
You're just upset because in theory that game sounds better, but in reality calling America is funnier.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
I'll take
All right, well, then maybe we'll just fool our audience and call America every time, but really call a different country. Wink,
but
wink.
But you just told them what you were doing.
Yeah. They don't listen to this
part
anyway.
Well, they don't know if we're lying or not.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, and then we're also going to have, we're going to read the best holiday prank ever. It's still time to get it in if you want to win $250. Email those to theshow at duo.com.
Excuse me.
And then also, I'm going to start that over. Also, we're going to read the best holiday prank ever, which is going to be... We're going to read that. There's still time to enter the show at duo.com if you want to send us your story. And then also, we're going to do, I think that's it.
So we'll do another game.
Maybe we'll do another game.
Yay.
Maybe.
Depending on how much time we have.
And next time, we'll have a party with llamas.
And apparently, Luke is going to be wearing on a llama next time. But anyway, all right. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. We will see you next Saturday. We will be here at 2 o'clock Central next Saturday. No more of these Friday shows. So we'll see you later. See you next Saturday. Goodbye, everybody.